Welcome back to the PitGut Podcast.
It's great to be here.
We all know that feeling, right? Just burnout. Life is so full of planning and checklists, and then when you finally get a break, planning the vacation itself becomes another stressful job.
Another checklist.
Exactly. So today, we're doing a deep dive into the one strategy that really flips that on its head. The art of all-inclusive travel planning. We're looking at how this is basically the ultimate escape button for stress-free travel.
And everything we're discussing today, this whole deep dive, is built directly from the insights in the PitGut best-selling ebooks, which you can find right on our store. The core idea in them is that a modern all-inclusive package is really a masterpiece of logistics. It's designed to free up your mental energy.
That's it. So our mission for you, the learner, is pretty straightforward. We want to give you a quick but really thorough understanding of how this one shift transforms the whole process, how it takes you from being buried in logistics to, well, genuine freedom.
And how it saves you time and, surprisingly, a lot of hidden costs without sacrificing their experience.
Absolutely. And if you want to jump right into that source material, you can visit www.pitgut.com/books to download those best-selling ebooks. They really detail how these packages are built to save time and cut costs.
They're a fantastic resource.
Okay, so let's unpack this. If all-inclusive is more than just a convenient booking, what makes it a genuine game changer?
Well, what's so fascinating here is that the main benefit is really about tackling what psychologists call decision fatigue.
Right.
Think about planning a normal trip. You have to pick the flights, then the right hotel, the transfers, where you're going to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, which tour to do first.
It's endless. It's this low-level hum of anxiety. It's not one big stress, but it's hundreds of tiny little decisions that just pile up.
Precisely. You feel tired before the trip even starts. The PitGut analysis highlights that the all-inclusive model essentially removes that first 80% of decision-making.
80%? That's a lot.
It is. By bundling your stay, your food, your transfers, all into one upfront cost, it just takes that entire mental load off your shoulders so you can arrive actually feeling relaxed.
Okay, but let's push back on the financial side for a second. A lot of people assume, you know, booking everything separately is cheaper. You hunt for deals. The all-inclusive number can look big up front.
It can, and that's a common misconception. This is where the sources bring up something called transaction cost anxiety.
Transaction cost anxiety. Tell me more.
When you book everything piecemeal, you're constantly doing this mental math. You pay for the hotel, then the flight, then a $20 taxi, a $50 lunch. And you're always a little bit worried you're going to blow your budget.
Oh, I know that feeling. Wondering if dinner is going to eat half your spending money.
That anxiety itself has a cost. With the all-inclusive model, you lock in your budget. That mental ledger is settled before you go. The daily worry is just gone.
So it's financial clarity.
That's a great way to put it. And on top of that, there are real tangible savings. Travel companies secure bulk rates from resorts and airlines that an individual could never access.
So you're leveraging their massive buying power.
You are. It means the total cost of that luxury resort, the nice meals, the excursions, it's often significantly less than if you tried to book all those same things yourself.
So your only job is to show up and have fun. That raises a really interesting question, though. If your mind is free from all that, the logistics, the money worries, what does that allow you to focus on instead?
It shifts your energy from management to presence, to actually being there.
And being present should definitely include amazing food. Let's move into that, because that's another big stereotype, isn't it? The fear that all-inclusive food is just, you know, generic buffet fare.
Right, that you're missing out on the authentic local gems.
Yeah. How do the PitGut sources counter that?
Well, they show that stereotype is based on a really old model. The modern packages, the good ones, know that the culinary experience is absolutely central to a great trip.
So it's not just one giant dining hall anymore.
Not at all. We're seeing resorts with 5, 10, sometimes more specialized restaurants on site. You might have a high-end steakhouse, a sushi bar, and an authentic regional kitchen all under the same roof.
So you're getting curated dining experiences, not just a food trough.
Exactly. The focus is on a variety and what they call culinary freedom. You can try the local dishes one night, fresh seafood the next. And because it's all included, you're not sweating the cost of every little side dish or dessert.
It actually encourages you to be more adventurous, to try something you might not have risked paying for otherwise.
It does. Which gets to that fun question from the source material. Are you team dessert first or appetizer all day?
In this world, you don't have to choose.
You really don't. But beyond the food, travel is about diving into new cultures. And this is a big one. How do you make sure the resort doesn't just become a bubble separating you from the local culture?
That's probably the most critical challenge. I think the way the better packages are structured, as the sources point out, is through these integrated, locally focused excursions.
That's the key. They partner with vetted local guides and businesses. So if you're an independent traveler, you might struggle to find a reliable cooking class or a trustworthy guide for a tour.
You spend half your morning on your phone just trying to book something.
Right. The package pre-vets and organizes these contacts for you. It gives you this secure, high-quality bridge to local life. You get to learn traditions, hear stories. You see life through their eyes.
Which is what makes travel so special in the first place. You're connecting with the place, not just the pool.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk personalization. The term all-inclusive can sound a little rigid, one size fits all. But the sources really emphasize that these trips can adapt to, well, pretty much any traveler. A romantic trip, a family vacation, a solo me time getaway. How does that flexibility work?
The flexibility comes from optionality. Modern packages are built to offer contrasting activities. They cater to different moods or even different people within the same group.
So you're not locked into a rigid schedule?
Not at all. The infrastructure is just there to support whatever you feel like doing on any given day.
Can you give us some examples of that contrast from the source material?
Sure. One day, you could be a total adventure seeker. You go hiking in the jungle or maybe deep sea fishing.
Right.
And the very next day, you could be a complete hammock napper, just relaxing by a quiet pool with a book. Or you could join a local cooking class in the morning and then a sunset cruise in the evening. The package just removes the hassle of setting all that up yourself.
It really brings up that other question from the sources. What's your vibe, adventure seeker or hammock napper?
And the answer is you can be both.
You don't have to choose.
Yeah.
Which brings us to, I think, the most powerful idea here, the ultimate synthesis of all these points.
Which is the mindset shift, the ability to truly live in the moment.
That's the goal of any vacation, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's so hard to achieve when you're constantly checking confirmation emails on your phone.
It's almost impossible. Life is unpredictable. The whole point of a vacation is to escape that. When you let experts handle the high-stakes planning, you create space for... Well, for genuine freedom, the pre-organization is actually what allows for spontaneity.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Because everything is pre-cleared, the costs, the logistics, you can just say yes to that last-minute beach trip or that spontaneous city tour.
No stress, no frantic calls or budget calculations, just joy. This is where it gets really interesting. All-inclusive planning is like preloading all your mental energy. You save it up so you can spend it all on discovery and enjoyment when you're there.
That mental space might just be the most valuable thing you buy.
That's the real luxury.
And to learn more about all the methods and mindset shifts we're discussing in this deep dive, make sure you visit www.pitcot.com.
It's all there.
So let's bring this all home. The bottom line from the Pitcot sources is pretty clear. This is about traveling smarter, not harder. You get financial certainty, you skip all that logistical stress, and you still get to soak up culture, food, and fun that's actually personalized to you.
Your only job is to pack your bag and enjoy the freedom that comes from knowing the rest is handled.
It really is.
But that efficiency, it brings up a deeper, more provocative thought for you to think about. If all the tedious planning is removed for you, does that fundamental shift in control actually change how deeply you appreciate the trip? Do those spontaneous moments feel more special because you were free enough to have them? Is the ease of planning actually an enhancement to the quality of the memory itself?
A fantastic final thought. It really underscores the value of being mentally present. Thank you for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
Remember to visit www.pitcot.com for all our resources. And of course, the best-selling ebooks we've been referencing that inform this whole deep dive are at www.pitcot.com/books.
Definitely check those out.
Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too. Thank you for being there with us.
We appreciate it.
And please, subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for listening to the PicProp podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.